flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened?
On Jones and Keefe.
Let's get right into it, Jones. Week 14 in the NFL. No Patriots, no problem. They were one of 6 teams on the bye. Plenty of good football, including maybe the game of the year, some are calling it, Bills and Rams.
Hey, what happened?
They blitz. Stafford sees it. It's a block. He might go.
Puka Nacua, a couple of touchdowns in the game. The Rams had to hold off the Bills, who had a good comeback effort in a 44-42 loss to the Rams in L.A. The Bills scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. Rams improved to 7-6 on the year. The Bills dropped to 10-3.
So how do you look at that game yesterday? Do you look at it as it's hard to put the Bills away? Josh Allen accounted for 6 touchdowns. That's an example of the Bills' firepower. Or do you look at it and go, ooh,
they're beatable.
They might be beatable. They might not be a true Super Bowl contender.
I think they're beatable. I think some of the doubts about, like, Sean McDermott, I think, can certainly, you know, crop back up. I don't think he's a great coach. And maybe if Josh Allen's ever going to win it, maybe it won't be with Sean McDermott. So I think about stuff like that. Also, aren't they playing the Lions this week?
So they play at – well, so this is what I was going to say.
I wonder if they were thinking a little bit about the Lions.
So – I think it was a look ahead. I'll tell you, we'll get to another game. We talked about upsets. This is my runner-up upset because I was like, the Bills could be looking ahead.
Yeah.
My other upset was not even close.
Mm.
But obviously, if they beat Detroit, they go right back into contender status.
Oh, they're still great. I think it also might say,
you lose this
Rams.
Game and you lose in Detroit. No, I'm with you.
I think it might be good for Rams.
It tells you what the Rams were missing. When they look at Nacua.
Cup of the sick catch, but then Nacua had a game and
I mean,
half.
Look at what he did yesterday in that game. He was a force.
And Stafford looked good.
So they're so different with those two guys. They didn't have them. They feel like they're getting hot at the right time.
Is that your team to win the West? Was that your team all along, the Rams?
Yes.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good for them,
well,
I think.
I mean, another team in the division won yesterday, but
Speaking of the division, the AFC East. What about the Jets and the Dolphins?
What happened?
This game was so good, Jones. It went to overtime.
Good time to the end zone. Got it. Smith, touchdown. The Dolphins win.
That's right. That weapon, Jonnu Smith.
Did he not have a catch in regulation?
I don't think he did.
I don't believe he had a catch in regulation and then caught like everything in overtime.
He was a machine in overtime. Tyreek Hill had a good game. 10 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. Dolphins get to 6-7. Hanging around in the hunt. Hashtag in the hunt.
They are in the hunt.
The New York Jets, however, have been officially eliminated from the playoffs. They are 3-10. That record sounds familiar. It should. Patriots and Jets, both 3-10. Aaron Rodgers does go for over 300 yards. He hasn't done that in a long time.
No, I think the way they put it on the Pro Football Talk website is Rodgers passes his first test as a cameo for other teams next year. Because now that he's out in New York, he is officially open for business with other teams, and he played well yesterday.
But it was a must win for the Dolphins. They couldn't afford at this point to lose to the Jets and still have a chance. So they at least hang around a little bit more.
Does it feel like they've figured a little something? They've gotten Waddle back involved.
Well,
Hill had a big game. It feels like they've figured out a little bit. I mean, they almost lost to the Jets, but offensively, they look more like themselves.
Well, it's not just the McDaniel-McVay thing, but no wide receivers for the Rams. They look like a mess. Now they look good again. When Tua was out for a stretch, they were awful. And then when he came back, they weren't good right away. But now that he is, they're scoring points. So, like, both of them are playing a lot better. Unfortunately for the Dolphins, they're not in a winnable division because of the Bills, whereas the Rams, they could tread water and still come back and win. Speaking of that division, next week's opponent for the New England Patriots is the Arizona Cardinals. They were taking on the Seahawks.
What happened?
This one was all Seahawks.
On a give, Charbonnet. Pushed out and more. Charbonnet turning on the Jets. Charbonnet takes it to the house. Touchdown, Seahawks. 51 yards.
Woo! 134 yards on the ground. Two touchdowns for Zach Charbonnet, who may have won you a fantasy matchup this weekend. Seahawks beat the Cardinals 30-18. So the Seahawks improved to 8-5. They are in the top spot in the NFC West. The Cardinals, who was my pick, I thought frisky Kyler Murray would get it done. But at 6-7, they do have a very winnable game against the Patriots coming up.
Yeah, pencil
them in for one. 7-7, they got their work kind of cut out for them now.
So
they needed this one. They were at home.
Seattle's now 8-5 on top of the division. That's what I was referencing when I said the Rams should come out of that division. I mean, in theory, they could both sneak in, I guess. But
yeah,
Seattle's better than I gave them credit for way back early in the year. This is a more winnable. Doesn't mean they'll win it. But Arizona's looking like a more winnable game. Cardinals have dropped 3 in a row.
Yeah.
They have a negative scoring differential. They're not playing great. I mean, they're still more talented than the Patriots. They're better than the Patriots. They should beat the Patriots. But that's more winnable than it looked a few weeks ago.
We'll probably get into this more as the week goes on, but Marvin Harrison Jr., who many of us, myself included, really, really like coming out of college, 45 catches, 655 yards.
Stinks.
7 touchdowns.
Like, that's a Kyler problem.
That's stinky.
He's always open.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with Nick on
okay.
this.
It's a Kyler problem.
Okay. Malik Neighbors,
dude.
Malik Neighbors is a worse quarterback and is way more productive, and he missed time.
Thinking of little dink routes.
Well, I mean,
he had Daniel Jones and Drew Locke.
Little dink routes.
He had Tommy Cutlets
still
in there.
To throw him the ball.
Dude, Cutlets can play.
Okay. I like Cutlets the best out of those three.
I don't like Cutlets.
But, like, you can't just blame
that.
The quarterback, is my point. Malik Neighbors has worse quarterback play. He's way better.
I still want Marvin Harrison.
I don't.
I'll still take him.
I don't. Sunday night football
prime time. Everybody's
what
waiting
happened?
For Sunday night. It was the Chiefs and the Chargers. We already had a caller mention how the Chiefs have a horseshoe directly up their candy ass.
Yep.
And they're down to their third kicker, Jones. Their third kicker. But apparently he's good, too. All right, calm down, Tirico.
Yeah, seriously.
You knew they were going to win. They win every game. Relax.
I don't like that all the announcers try to make doink happen after the fact.
No.
Like, that was
there could only be one doink.
That
his name was Matt Bourne. He wrestled in the 90s for the WWF. Rest in peace. That's the real doink.
Doink the Clown.
Yeah, Doink the Clown.
Yeah.
Who was a heel. He was a bad clown.
Look, I'm not a wrestling guy, but this is
Doink.
This is a reference from about 10 years ago
That's right.
You would make constantly that I am aware of.
He was in the Survivor Series, and he wrestled with Dink, Wink, and Pink. They fought Jerry Lawler and his crew. Billy knows what I'm talking about.
Billy definitely knows.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. But Doink no longer with us. There was
little people dressed as clown and little people dressed as kings.
Mm. Yep. And they wrestled.
Nice.
That was WWF in the 90s. That's what you have there. But the Chiefs are 12-1. Chargers are 8-5.
I don't like the announcers trying to pounce on the organic double doink. Like, it felt a little forced from Tirico.
He was pumped about that.
He was really excited.
Chiefs money line late or something. Live bet.
Yeah, something like that.
Dude was pumped.
Are the Chiefs lucky or are they good?
They are both.
Okay.
They're
more,
both.
What are they more of?
I'm going to say good because you
too.
Have Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. If they were just doing this and they hadn't won all the Super Bowls,
they've already won. They have the best coach and quarterback. So, like, okay.
They are lucky. They're lucky.
Yeah.
But they're more good than lucky based on their track record the last few years is how I feel about it. But last night felt especially absurd.
I still think the Chargers are a playoff team at 8-5. Oh, yeah. They're right in it to the end. This game is in Kansas City. But, yeah, 12-1 are the Chiefs. So that was a big swing for the number one seed and the only bye in the playoffs. Bills, even though they have the head-to-head with the Chiefs, the Bills are 10-3. Yeah, so and the Chiefs are 12-1.
Yeah, so they're what? The Chiefs have some breathing room now.
The Chiefs need to lose twice, and then the Bills have to win out. So going back,
and the Bills
to,
again play the Lions this week,
and the Bills also
in
play,
Detroit.
Yeah, and they play the Patriots twice.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meaning, let's say they lose to the Lions. Well, now they might have to fight for like the 2 seed, so maybe they will have something on the line. There's also a chance there's nothing to play for in the final week of the season. They might just lay down and die and, like, give the Patriots the game.
Yeah.
Especially without a bye. They're playing the next week. They can't change their seeding.
Are the Patriots good enough to take it?
We'll see.
They might not be.
I mean, Mac Jones beat the Bills, didn't he?
True. So, that was when the Bills were trying.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess there's a chance. All right, what about the AFC North? You had the Browns and the Steelers.
What happened?
Well, I put the Steelers on upset watch, Jones, and for good reason.
Second and 10. Down the middle.
Yeah, they had no problem. They beat the Browns 27-14. Pat Freiermuth with that touchdown. The Pittsburgh Steelers are now 10-3. The Cleveland Browns are 3-10.
I was hoping for more Jameis magic in that game yesterday.
There wasn't a lot of
Jameis
magic.
He beat the Steelers in the snow a few weeks ago. He was fun on, was it Monday Night Football against the Broncos a week ago? Less fun there. It's a good win for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Just in that.
Nice job.
They didn't have Pickens. Like, Pickens was supposed to play in the game. He was a late scratch.
Late scratch?
Who the hell knows what's going on with that guy?
A wild man.
So that's another check mark for Tomlin and the decision to go to Russell Wilson and getting the most out of the team. They have, like, one real NFL wide receiver.
Yeah.
He didn't even play, and they still won that game going away.
You want to know a wild stat?
Yes.
So the Cleveland Browns are 3-10.
Okay.
They have the, as of this very moment, they would have the 8th pick in the draft.
There's so many bad teams.
The Patriots are 3-10.
Yeah.
And would currently have the 3rd pick in the draft.
Yeah.
So
big ups to Mac Jones yesterday.
Big swing, though. So you have all those teams that are, you have two teams that are 2-11, right? You have the Raiders and the Giants, which we'll get to. They're the two worst teams. But then everybody else. So, I mean, that is a giant swing, depending on how these final four games can go, if you are looking at the draft. Speaking of those bad teams, you had two of them going head-to-head, Jacksonville and Tennessee.
What happened?
They give it to Bixby. Trying the left side. At the 5. Stiff arm. Touchdown. The tank for 6.
Yeah, I don't know where he was going with that. The tank for 6.
I think it went okay. I didn't know where he was going either. But
something else, like a tank, like, you know, rolling over you or something. Something with, like, gunfire.
Maybe he thought about going there and the PC world
like
out there.
Brad Pitt and Shia LaBeouf in the film Fury. The tank rolls up. Something.
Unlike Michael Dukakis.
So both of those crap teams are 3-10. My guy, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, who we had in the Bozo touchdown parlay, dropped a catch in the end zone.
He can't.
No. And so 10-6 is your final in that one. Jaguars scored all 10 of their points in the fourth quarter.
Did you see the Mac picks? They were both brutal. The first one.
But a win is a win.
The first one I really, really didn't think could go much worse than the first one. Yeah. And then the one right before halftime, he like spun out of a sack and just chucked it right to linebacker safety, whoever it was.
Those teams deserve each other.
Two pathetic interceptions. But you just said the Patriots moved up to the number 3 pick as of today.
Thank you, Mac Jones.
Because of that Jaguars win and Mac Jones. Yes.
It's a big win. What about the Raiders and the Broncos?
Hey, what happened?
Well, my guy Baker Mayfield lighting it up again.
Mayfield goes underneath, gets it to McMillan, and he is going to stroll in for the Tampa Bay touchdown.
How do you like that? McMillan, part of the Washington triumvirate of receivers who were drafted Two touchdowns in the game.
Yeah.
Jalen Polk has two on the season.
Let me tell you.
Which also seems high. Isn't that amazing? Jalen Polk has two touchdowns?
Yeah. Two guys pretty productive over the weekend for the University of Washington. The other guy off, but something tells me he wouldn't have been productive anyway. But no,
that's
Tampa
true.
Bay, since they've gotten weapons back, they're now on top of the division, right? Atlanta will get two.
Yes, we will.
But Tampa on top of the division. The Raiders, I think, are the worst team in football. It's tough. It's them or the Giants
two
who also
11.
Get two, but I think they're the worst team in football.
And bad news for the Raiders as Aiden O'Connell went down, paving the way for Desmond Ridder.
Right, because Gardner Minshew's done
for the Riddler.
Year. Yeah, and now O'Connell's done, it sounds like, for a long time. So you get Desmond.
Do you know who their leading running back was?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
I only do because I had him on the bench in fantasy, but yes, it was Sincere McCormick.
Sincere McCormick.
Yeah. A buddy of mine texted me, that sounds like a made-up Madden name, is what that sounds like. Sincere McCormick?
Correct. Yeah. I just recruited him in College Football 25. let's go to the Bears and the 49ers. Well, yet another new running back for the 49ers, but same old production.
First and goal into the end zone. Correcto, his second touchdown today.
That was our waiver wire pick of the week last week. Yeah. Got a couple of scores, 78 yards on the ground.
Some of us faced him and knocked us out of the fantasy playoffs.
It happens. It giveth and it taketh away. The 49ers blow out the Bears 38-13. Brock Purdy was back. He was over 300 yards, a couple of touchdowns. San Francisco, though, 6-7. Looking up in that division, the Bears fall to 4-9, 0-6 outside of Chicago.
That was your upset special was the Browns. This was my upset special.
Didn't happen.
It was.
Bears didn't have
Shockingly even less competitive than
everybody
that other
game. Was like, what a great tribute to Matt Eberflus to make it look like he's still there.
Didn't they have like 2 yards at the half?
They had no yards.
No
yards.
No, they showed a graphic. It was like 302-2. It was like something unbelievable.
Had
like
a hard time moving it.
Yeah.
Had a hard time moving
it. Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't all Shane Waldron's fault.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not. All right. What about the aforementioned Atlanta Falcons versus the Minnesota Vikings?
What happened?
Well, it was the Kirk Cousins Bowl, but it was the other quarterback who had a monster day.
Second and goal. Darnold looking for his fifth touchdown pass of the day. Addison gets his third.
Sam Darnold, 5 touchdown passes. 3 to Jordan Addison, 2 to Justin Jefferson, as the Vikings blow out the Falcons 42-21. Minnesota's 11-2. Falcons fall to 6-7. And after the game, Justin Jefferson was saying how he and Addison are the best wide receiver duo in the NFL.
They're not.
And I'd never really even considered them. I think they're up there, though, because Jefferson, to me, individually is the best.
Yeah.
So that automatically is going to move the rankings up. I don't think they're number one, but they probably should be in the top 5. Addison's had a good year.
Addison's been on a heater, too. Remember, like, a month and a half ago, he had that weird tweet where he was like, free 3 or something like that?
Free 3.
And people thought he wanted out of Minnesota. We were talking about him as maybe a flyer here in New England.
No.
I think he's going to be there. Two quarterback questions for you, Keith.
Please hit me.
Number one, should the Vikings pay Darnold? He was a one-year, $10 million deal. They drafted J.J. McCarthy.
No.
They shouldn't.
No. They got Kevin O'Connell. They'll figure out the next quarterback. Kirk Cousins look good with the Vikings. Sam Darnold looks good with the Vikings. I never would have taken McCarthy, but they did. So in this scenario, I would just play McCarthy. Let Sam Darnold shop around. He's not going to get a huge deal. Some dumb team maybe, but if he doesn't, we'll bring you back.
I agree. He's not going to get a huge deal, so you should give him that deal. Minnesota, you know he works.
Oh, well, I guess it depends on how free he is.
Let's see.
I mean, I'd bring him back, but I'm not going to invest much in him. I think Kevin O'Connell might be like one of these guys that can get any quarterback to play well for.
Yeah, trust me, I don't really believe in Sam Darnold, but I'd probably run it back with him if I were the Vikings. Number two.
Yes.
Does Kirk Cousins finish the year in Atlanta?
He should not.
I'm not sure he's going to finish that out. They have crashed and burned.
He's been real bad.
My Falcons have crashed and burned.
He was atrocious 2 weeks ago.
0 touchdowns, 8 picks, I want to say,
Something like that, yeah.
It's like they had a graphic during the game of like basically cutting the season in half and just what, like, he's fallen off a cliff. He's been a disaster.
Yeah, and they invested a lot in Penix. So I think Cousins starts again this week, but I don't think he finishes the year either.
All right, what about this barn burner? Saints and Giants.
Hey, what happened?
Well, Saints are up 14-11 late in the game. Giants lining up for a 35-yard field goal to try to tie it.
Kreider the snap. Gillen the hold. The kick, no good.
horrible call. It was blocked. No, I watched that like five times. I'm like, he's like, no good. I'm like, oh, it got blocked.
Yeah, the guy,
Brian Breeze, whatever, jumped completely over the center.
Yeah, and didn't touch anyone.
Didn't touch anybody.
I watched it live. I'm like, he must have pushed off on somebody.
No. Nope.
Clean.
Just a freak show.
Clean as could be.
He was great. He was a good prospect out of Clemson. But
every giant looked confused. Dave Ball was standing there with his hands in the air.
But your guy, Darren Rizzi, another win.
Another win. You see him air. Oh, we were talking about this before the show. I don't believe you saw this live.
I didn't.
So they gave up a punt return touchdown that was called back.
Yeah. He's, of course, a special teams guy.
He, when I say he aired out this punter, oh, I mean, it was uncomfortable. He was screaming.
It's like subhuman.
Dude, there was a flag on the play. They called it back. Like, you're chill out a little bit.
You're good.
He didn't like it. Hollering at this poor punter.
Attention to detail is what I would say for him. So he gets the win. The Saints are 5-8. The Giants are 2-11, 0-7 at home.
Yeah.
So the New York football teams, Jones, are 5-21.
Nice.
The Jets and Giants are 5-21.
Giants fans are flying planes over the stadium, to which I said earlier, I wonder how far Patriots fans are away from that.
Oh, planes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If
you have the means, sell the team,
if
you have the fire means, the coach, that sort of thing.
Oh, good job by Terp. He's found the video.
Look at this guy,
he's losing his mind.
This guy called back.
Yeah, you're good.
Look at him.
Look, the punter's like, yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Kamara's like, hey, Riz, like, get it out of the way.
Dude, yeah, Kamara's like, guys.
Kamara's like,
calm down.
Kamara screwed me on a parlay. I don't know what he's so happy about.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you screwed you. I thought you were
screwed
talking about
me.
The punter. No, I know you're.
The punter. I mean, maybe the punter had a parlay going. Who's to say? Maybe he did. Maybe that was the point. Maybe Rizzy realized he was shaving points.
Yeah, some of us needed Kamara in fantasy yesterday. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the Eagles and the Panthers. Well, I will say MVP season for Saquon Barkley continued.
It is a give to Saquon Barkley, and Barkley passes LeSean McCoy, the all-time single-season rushing leader in Philadelphia Eagles history. It is now Saquon Barkley.
With four games to go.
Yeah, he's got some time.
Four games to go to pad his stats. Saquon Barkley had 124 yards rushing. He now has over 1,600 yards. So he is on pace to smash 2,000. Like, I would, like, soar. He's projected for 2,000.
Is he still on pace to break Dickerson's record? I know he was right on it going into yesterday. 21-20.
I don't know what the Dickerson record is, but 21-22 is what he is projected
for.
Okay,
so he's right there. He's neck and neck with it.
Okay. And this was a close game. Panthers had a chance, but the Eagles got a 22-16 win, so they are 11-2. And Carolina joins that big pile of awful teams at 3-10.
I'm going to tell you. We said and joked about the Red Sox getting an A-plus for effort in their pursuit of Juan Soto. I might give Carolina an A-plus for effort these last few weeks.
Bryce Young,
Young put the ball in Leggett's hands. He drops it for the go-ahead touchdown.
Oh, Young might be the guy.
He gave them the lead the last 2 weeks against Kansas City and Tampa.
Yeah, they've had a tough schedule. And
like,
they've been so close.
You know, I'm sure if this were the Patriots, I'd be ripping them for choking all these games away, but I kind of want to give them an A-plus for effort.
Probably. And then Monday Night Football, Bengals, Cowboys. Bengals, of course, if you listen to our Tier Tuesday last week, not frisky enough.
No.
Cowboys are they a trash bin? They were down there. But
they might have been not. No, they might have been shooketh.
Here's the exciting part about this game.
Yes.
Right? Unless you have fantasy implications or you got like a big old bet, couple hams on it. Simpsons broadcast.
Yes.
You guys in on Simpsons broadcast?
Well, Absolutely. I was until I heard one
Toy
detail.
Story one last year.
Yeah.
Which one?
The Toy Story one they did last year.
Oh, yeah. That
I think
was cool.
It was like Falcons, Jaguars, maybe.
It was. That was like a London game? No. I feel like it was early
I
up
think it was.
With nothing else on. I remember watching that Toy Story game. What's the problem with the Simpsons broadcast?
One detail. I think Drew Carter's going to be on the broadcast.
So you're not going to watch it?
Well,
it's more about what it looks like than what it sounds like.
Isn't it? Well,
it's a little bit what it sounds like. It's animation.
Wasn't the idea to market this to kids? They're going to do it during Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Like, that seems odd.
Kids, stay up. It's going to be an 8:30 kickoff.
Although it's The Simpsons. I guess you're probably not marketing to children
where,
anymore.
Where I think tomorrow they'll have it on, like, Disney Plus where you can watch it anytime.
Terp showing it. You know what it's got? It kind of reminds you. Remember some of the episodes of Treehouse of Horrors where they would, like, 3D them?
Yeah.
And, like, that's what it looks like.
It does.
I live from Springfield. I'm all in. Bengals. It's Cowboys.
It's a shame.
It's Cooper Rush.
Oh, man. CeeDee Lamb just looked pissed.
Yeah, well, that could be what
it's very accurate.
He might not even, like, who knows
it's
what he's
very,
gonna do.
Very, very accurate.
I'm excited for that.
I really enjoyed the Toy Story one for some reason.
Well, again,
Toy Story one was great.
Again, that was properly marketed to children. It was on during the day. Although, as I say this, The Simpsons aren't really marketing to kids anymore. That's marketing to
not
people
really.
Like us. So I guess it makes sense.
One of my favorite Christmas tree decorations, that Christmas tree we showed last week, the little one, the short, thin one that I have,
One of my favorite ornaments, Mo Sislak. Just Mo sitting there with his arms crossed.
Nice.
That's all it is. It's a great ornament.
Just sitting there.
I think he's my favorite character on the whole show.
I like it. So that is what happened.
That was it. Week 14
of the NFL.
Where does the season go?
We'll get back into the Red Sox, their pursuit of Juan Soto, A-plus for effort, according to one industry source. What's up their sleeve? We're going to talk to Rob Bradford coming up less than an hour from now. We'll get his thoughts on the Red Sox.
Live from the winter meetings, Bradfo.
How did they handle this? How much credit should we give them? And what's next now that they've struck out on Juan Soto? And speaking of striking out, Bill Belichick, apparently his phone is not ringing from the NFL. He is, quote-unquote, very surprised about that. And the interest in North Carolina is supposedly real. Let's get into that with all your phone calls next.